Good afternoon, Audio Mo. This is day 10, the 10th of June, Friday the 10th of June, 2016. And I'm in my back garden, would you believe? I'm not at Glastonbury. There's some kind of activity going on in the school. I actually was sitting indoors and the door was shut because I didn't realise it was as nice as it was. The sun's really lovely and it's 23 degrees. It was out a little bit earlier and I did have my lunch out here, but I'm on my swinging seat now. And I was sitting indoors and I had the door shut because Ronan's got a phobia about insects coming in and he was downstairs watching TV. So suddenly I heard this music and I thought it was my neighbours down the road that have loud music on in the evening sometimes, and I thought surely they haven't started this early and surely I wouldn't be able to hear it with the door shut, the TV on. And I came out here and heard it's at the school. It's pretty loud though, but still I suppose they'll be going home soon. I thought it might be entertaining to record a bit of it. They seem to be doing dancing and games and stuff. If I wanted a peaceful afternoon in the garden, this is not it. It's a shame because it's my free day when I don't have to go for dialysis. Never mind. I'm sure they'll go home at 3 or whatever, 20 past 3. Touch someone else's head, that's like opening a can of fire, isn't it? Not too hard. I've got to fly like birds, whatever next. I like to move it. Madness. Talk about hyping the kids up just before they go home for the weekend. Their parents are going to love him. It does remind me though, it takes me back to when my kids were little and it just makes me feel a bit sad. I loved those days. They weren't always easy, but I loved them, and I'm sorry that they're gone now. Very sorry. It just doesn't seem possible. And it's 3 years ago today I started on peritoneal dialysis. I'm not going to talk much about that because I've done that to death over the years, but I just want to note the date. Lots happened in that time. Oh my goodness. Have you heard a chicken scream? Have it jumping up and roaring, don't tell me. They've got to be a sleeping lion. It's him. They're meant to be asleep, they're not very good, are they? Oh, he's a nutter. He's getting them all hyped up just for the weekend. I feel sorry for their parents. Hopefully they'll be too tired to do anything and they'll fall asleep when they get home. Probably the boys, I should think. I'd be very surprised if it wasn't. That's Michael Jackson. Anyway, folks, I think that's probably about as much as you can stomach. Why do they do such things? There'll be someone screaming and crying in a minute. Like your teachers. If you don't know, you just make it up, that's why. Very good. Is this really how your teachers are? Education? Mm-hmm. It's not the end of term yet, is it? They've got about another... I'd say they have another 6 weeks. Anyway, folks, I think that's enough. I don't think I can stomach much more. I think I might have to go in. Oh, no, now he's going to get his ball. You want to join in and be noisy like them? Oh, God. Oh, hell. Oh, hell. That's his boomer ball. Yes, Niall. What? Oh, he's let Lammy out. Hello, Lammy. Hello. Hello, little boy. He was upstairs asleep and he must have come down looking for me. Hello, little boy.
Oi.
Come and listen to this. It's really loud. Just listen to that lovely... Let him go in if he wants to go in. He wanted to go in, he didn't let me. That lovely bird singing, listen, in the middle of all this. Sun's gone in a bit now. Still there, but it's not as bright. Okay, folks, that's enough of that. I'll be back with Audio Mode Day 11, unless I want to do an extra one about something later.